Hello. It's 3 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving the Helena Valley. It's Ron Sanchez taking over from Tim Tate. I'll carry you into the early evening. And then I suspect we'll see Uncle Duke or somebody pretending to be him at 6 o'clock. The torture never stops at KGLT. What do I need to do? Get into radio mode. So here we go. KGLT is supported by Montana, the magazine of Western history, presenting historical research and stories on the West with the photographs, art, and illustrations available online at montanahistoricalsociety.org or by phone 406-444-4708. And it's at newsstands across the state. And Montana Press Monthly, featuring news, arts, and entertainment for the 406 area code, located in newspaper boxes in downtown Bozeman, Billings, Helena, Great Falls, and across the state. Monthly online at montanapress.net. There is some weather, but it's looking good. They're saying mostly sunny and chilly today, the high of 45. Sounds about right. Not too bad. Tonight, partly cloudy, getting down to 32. Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer, getting up to 57. And Sunday, look for sunshine, hitting 59. Sounds good. I don't see any word of any snow anywhere else, which is good. That was a little disturbing. I have a big tree in the front of my house, and it took a bad hit from all that wet snow. Because all the leaves are still on it. And there's a big branch still sitting on my roof. I'm waiting for somebody to come and get up there and pull it off for me. They've been called. They just have to show. I guess there's a lot of tree damage around town. That's a shame. You know, we all try to maintain our trees. Because they do us a lot of good. So it was Tuesday was a tough day for me. But I know how to do that. Years and years and years of doing yard work for my dad. He's employed my brother and myself as his work crew. And I know my way around a saw and pruning shears, unfortunately, or fortunately. So that big pile of branches was reduced to a small, neat, orderly pile. What else? Oh, yes. The 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available at the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, the lighting of the teepees illuminating Indigenous Peoples Day is at Pete's Hill. Cancer Support Communities Reimagine Community Rays of Hope Gala is on Facebook Live. Two exhibits are at the Museum of the Rockies, Environmental Impact 2 and Women, A Century of Change. The Bozeman Maze is open. The Gallatin Valley Packathon for Haiti is at Hope Lutheran Church. It's jazz night at Red Tractor Pizza. In Big Sky, of Wilderness and Resorts, an historical extravaganza is at the Warren Miller. Donnie's Inferno plays at the Country Corner Cafe. Tsunami Funk is at the Eagles. Bozeman Art Museum presents Recouping Sovereignty, Native Artists Amend the Narrative. Riley Downing and guest Kazi Valaza perform at Live from the Divide. Bozeman Paranormal takes you on a tour of Sunset Hills Cemetery, and Charlie Parr performs at the Elm. In Livingston, the Mark Castro Band is at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, Blueberry Junction plays at LNC Brewing. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
There's stuff starting to happen around town. Things are coming back. Just be careful, especially in crowds and stuff. I got out last, 2 weeks ago exactly. My friend Skip Anderson asked if I wanted to go see Todd Snyder at the Elm. And I just said, sure, because I wanted to see what the Elm was all about, because that's a spitting distance from my front door. And I thought it'd be fun to get out. And it was quite entertaining. I have to admit to having no idea about Todd Snyder's music, but found him totally entertaining and enjoyable. And the crowd all knew him and knew where to sing along and stuff. It was a fun night out. And it's a beautiful venue. They had seating, so it wasn't packed in like the standing room gigs. It was civilized. And I had the strange feeling of disorientation when I came out at the end of the show, stepped out in the 7th Street. It didn't look like Bozeman. It seemed like I was in Denver or Seattle or something. Took me a minute to orient myself. That corner there on Peach, Durston, and 7th is going to be all happening soon. It seemed odd, but it also exciting that there's that sort of music possibilities now in town. I'm just waiting now for a band I really want to see. But they've been doing gigs there, and it's a beautiful place. I highly recommend it. And I like the idea. I told Skip, I said, you know, we'll walk from my house. It'll take a minute. And I didn't time it, but I think it took about a minute to get from my house to the ticket booth at the Elm. Good fun. And thanks to Skip for getting me out of the house. I have some music to play. And I got something. I stopped by Kelso's place on the way in and picked up a treat, which I'm going to be playing here in a little bit. But I'm going to start off with this.
You never rather be the devil than to baby child. And if they take my life, I'm gonna give it with a smile.
what can you say? There isn't much to tell, but I'm going downhill. Well, I blame myself when I've been a jumping in shadows. About my life. Now everybody point their hand at me. I'll tell you that I'm just a picture. Jump in a shadow and thinking about my
finishing up there with Fleetwood Mac, 1970, live at the Boston Tea Party, from a compilation called Showbiz Blues, with a lot of outtakes. And those are tracks not, that was one of the tracks from that Boston show not put out on the 3-CD set that ultimately came out from those recordings. Really, the band's on fire on those. Just incredible. One of those great losses that it didn't come out in 1970 or 71 like it might ought to, because it was a spectacular bit of performing and recording. That's Fleetwood Mac covering Duster Bennett, Jumping at Shadows. And right before Fleetwood Mac, you heard Duster Bennett, the one-man band, doing his own 40 Minutes Till Town from his debut album called Smiling Like I'm Happy. And the guy was the real deal. I saw him, and he was he could do that, yeah, without being corny. Yeah, fantastic. Tragic. Fell asleep on a drive home from a gig, and that was the end of Duster Bennett after 3 records. Real loss to the world. I think you pretty much had to be from in England or from England to know much about him. He only toured America once as a sideman for John Mayall. And that was in 70, I believe. Start off Robert Johnson. You got a good friend from that big box set of Robert Johnson recordings. Sounded really good. Skip James from a ways later, from the 60s, from Newport Jazz and Blues Festival. You heard him covering his own Devil Got My Woman. That's from a really nice collection I didn't know about until a year or so ago. It's called Blues with a Feeling, and it's a collection of the recordings Vanguard Records did for those folk festivals. And it's got some nice things, a lot of unreleased things, live Paul Butterfield and such. Something you want to seek out. J.B. Lenoir, or Lenoir, depending how he says Lenoir, but John Mayall said J.B. Lenoir, which seems more correct, but you can't argue with the guys whose name it is. You heard him doing I Play Him the Way I Feel Him from another nice compilation called the Sue Story, Sue Record Label Story, collecting a lot of things that Guy Stevens, a mad producer in England, assembled. Nice stuff. And then into Dester Bennett and so on. 3:27 on this sunny Friday afternoon. I wore my snow boots thinking it was going to be icy and slippery out today, but nah, it's all melted and cleared up, I suppose. There's probably some icy patches, so careful when you're out trotting around. You know, I hate that about winter. That's the only thing I don't like, is falling on my ass. And I've done that more than a few times in the dead of winter. Ouch. This 3 o'clock hour is unwritten part by Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tape, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook, located at 29 West Main in Bozeman. And there's good news that they've found a new location farther out in West Main. So Cactus will be with us for another 50 years. And that's something to look forward to. And, you know, moving, that's never a bad thing. Get to freshen up. Start fresh. So good luck to Bueno and his crew. The Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, with indoor seating in the newly refreshed outdoor and the newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joy app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. Okay, I'll get my reading sorted out. I do know how to read. Just I have to adjust to the computer screens are just a little far away here. And I think there's a way you can expand it, but I forget to do that. Oh, enough of that. Continue with music. I got to start in this one here. Big excitement. You know, there's a new Beatles record. Well, sort of a new Beatles record. Another Beatles massive reissue. And this one's in tandem with a six-hour documentary of the famous Beatles film, the Get Back film. Or what did they call it? Let It Be? Yeah, I think they did. Peter Jackson, the famous director who did Lord of the Rings and such, he gathered together all the surviving footage that Michael Lindsay Hogg had captured over those month or so while they're working on that record, and he spiffed it up and changed the narrative some. You know, I couldn't watch that Beatles movie, Let It Be, after the first or second time. It's just so dank and depressing, though it ends nice. But he's found the other footage that they didn't use. And so there's a big argument that, well, did the original edit sort of have a certain point of view that they wanted to get across? I think so. And if you've seen the trailer for the new footage, it looks fun and exciting. So there's a giant box set. It's five CDs and a Blu-ray, so you get the high def if that you want. The Let It Be album's been remixed, and they haven't taken off the Phil Spector stuff. They've remixed the original release. There's also an earlier version of the album called Get Back that the engineer Glenn Johns had put together at the Beatles' request, and that was meant to show their sort of live in the studio raucous side of the sessions, and that got scrapped, though it leaked out. So in 1970 or so, there was tons of bootlegs of that. But it's nice. This is the first time they've assembled it all, put it all back together, or probably just pulled out the master tape that Glenn Johns made and put it out. So I'm looking forward to that. And there's outtakes and early versions, rehearsals, the whole schmear. So I'm going to play a couple of things off of it just because I haven't heard it yet, and I've been told it sounds spectacular. Start some fragments, then we'll get to the real business later.
She does, ooh, she does, yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does, ooh, she does, yes, she does. The first time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. Bleed blue jade gold. Blue she does. Yes, she does. I guess nobody ever really done me. Blue she done me. She done me good. The banks of
that should be something. He's on the phone to me.
knows that Teddy's gonna see you through. This is the story of a boy named Ted. If his mother said Ted be good, he would. She told and tells about his soldier dad, but it made her sad and she cried. Oh my. Used to tell her he'd be twice as good, and he knew he could, 'cause in his head he said, Mama, don't worry now, Daddy boy's here taking good care of you. Mama, don't worry now, Daddy boy's here, Teddy's gonna see you through. The day she found herself a man, Teddy turned and ran a whole far away. Oh yeah. He couldn't stand it just to be around, so he left the town far away. Yeah, yeah. And he said, Mama, Mama, don't worry, 'cause Teddy boy's here taking good care of you. Mama, don't worry now, Teddy boy's here, Teddy's gonna see us through. So there you go. That's
Teddy Boy, which ultimately came out on the first Paul McCartney solo record. It was meant for this record, the Get Back album. And that's from the Glyn Johns album he put together, 14 songs. I'm looking forward to sitting down with that. Like I said, it just, what a treat. You can't imagine what it's like for all to see all this stuff. And fortunately for the Beatles, all their tapes are carefully archived and nothing's disappeared or damaged. So we're getting it as good as it sounded in the studio. And in the middle of that, I threw in a Beach Boys from a, they also have a box set called Field Flows that collects material recorded for Sunflower and Surf's Up album. And it's the same thing as outtakes and rehearsals and alternate mixes and a cappella mixes. Really lovely stuff. Overwhelming for us music fans. Started off with the Beatles themselves doing Don't Let Me Down. That's the first take from The Rooftop. And that's one thing missing from this box set is the complete Rooftop performance. It seems odd, but apparently Disney, who's doing the film, said, no, you can't, that's ours. So you have to buy the DVD to get the complete Rooftop, I believe is what's going to happen. We shall see. It's one of those things, frustrating, but they can't string us out too long on that. What else is there? You heard She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, which I believe they're seen in the original movie rehearsing that. That's a nice collection of snippets there. Gets to the point really nice. They're already thinking ahead. There quite a few of the Abbey Road songs were rehearsed at that Get Back session, so they just pivoted and went right back to the studio and did a proper one, like George Martin said, the way we used to do them. So there you go, some archive music on this Friday afternoon show. If you want to know what I like, well, there you go. You just got a big dose of what I can listen to without any problem. And I got a good request, too, in the middle of it that I promised the listener I will address next time I'm up here, because I have the good records at home. Do I have more stuff to do? I'm sure I do. I've done all that already. Let's see what's here. This looks good. I think it mentions beer.
Coming up this Monday at Bridger Brewing, it's Pints with Purpose for KGLT. From 5 to 8 p.m., $1 of every pint sold will support KGLT, for alternative free-form radio in Southwest Montana. Pints with Purpose for KGLT, Monday, October 18th at Bridger Brewing, across South 11th from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse in Bozeman.
Yeah, I'll be there. I think. I'll have to check the time. I have a standing Monday evening date, so I have to work around that, but it's possible. Anything else? Nah, I think it's all covered. Time to move on. Yeah, just have more music. I'm feeling pretty excited about this show today. I am every week, but this one came together pretty easily. Though there's a record I wanted to play, a CD I wanted to play, and I could not find it. Two of them, and I went in circles looking for them.
Gives you back the face you want. Then you're waking up one morning with an empty ache inside, and your mirror shows a stranger all alone. You are sinking, but you're thinking that the world is at your feet, and that's where it'll stay until the end. You are faking and you're taking everybody for a fool, and you've given up the right to be a friend. You're turning in circles, you're turning in squares, you're turning so slowly so nobody stares. You are scared to let your guard down, afraid to show the face that you hide so very well. But alone, the hollow moments can drive you to the truth. The only door out from your lonely cell. I'm turning in circles, I'm turning in squares, I'm turning so slowly so nobody stares at me.
I'm knowing nothing, just learning too much. We do.